Emily Hoyt of the Audrian County R6 FFA chapter in Missouri was the Agriculture Education Entrepreneurship Placement recipient at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Emily, tell me a little bit about your project.
Yeah, so my agriculture education project was kind of composed of three different parts. So I created my own virtual learning platform for students during COVID. I was an intern for my ag ed department, and then I also was in charge of a program with the help of some students for elementary students in my elementary school, in my school district, but also a neighboring town right down the road.
Now, during your project, you had a lot of different areas. How did you initially get into it?
Yeah, so I actually was completely against it. I wanted nothing to do with it all. But I had a large push from a senior that was retiring. She was in charge of the program that we had for students in third grade and through the elementary classroom. So she really encouraged me, and she was my mentor and kind of showed me her ways and her ropes. And after she graduated, I just kind of ran with it, and I was able to kind of make it what I wanted. Instead of, you know, just agriculture commodities, I was able to kind of transform that into agriculture around the world as well.
Now you have a lot of different areas within your proficiency award area, but what's been your favorite part, and how have you kind of cultivated that education piece to it?
You know, that's really tough. I will say when I started this SAE, I knew little about agriculture and little about just education in general. So when I kind of combined them together, I was really able to mesh them together really well, and I found my passion. Honestly, overall, my favorite part has honestly been learning just more about agriculture in general. I didn't grow up in a production agriculture farm. I grew up in a really small town. So while I was, you know, being able to mold these young minds of these students, I was also learning more about myself and my passion, and also just more about the industry too. I was able to learn so much from the students and the teachers and just community members in general. Just being able to work with them all is just really special and one of my favorite parts.
Now, you helped a lot of age ranges, but specifically you helped 7th and 8th grade students as a teaching assistant. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We know middle schoolers are one of a kind, but this opportunity was given to me by my ag teacher, and she, you know, kind of encouraged me to work one-on-one with her in the classroom. So this was a learning experience for me also, because not only was I, you know, teaching lessons by myself, but I was able to learn shop projects and use shop tools that I had never learned to use before. So I was, you know, being one-on-one with those students and learning them just as they were. But the middle schoolers are just a lot of fun. They're either a ball of energy or want nothing to do with you the next day, but really being able to find that balance between just the both of you, and it's the light bulb moment that really makes it worth it, especially in middle school students.
Now, you've also created lesson plans for commodities. Tell me maybe what's your favorite lesson and why?
Yeah, my favorite lesson to teach about commodities was the different food groups. So I received a lot of my lessons from Missouri Farmers Care, which is a organization through MFA, which is a cooperative here in Missouri. So I received a lot of the lessons from them, and while a lot of those lessons were complete, I kind of took them and put my own spin on it. So while the My Plate wasn't supposed to be taught until like lesson 9 or 10, I pulled it in forward, and I moved it to like the third week because we were getting ready to go to Thanksgiving, and we were talking about eating healthy and balanced meals during Thanksgiving. So we were able to pull those food groups and those different, you know, colors of foods and talk about it in an applicable time of the year during Thanksgiving. So that was really where I got a lot of my lesson plans, and I was really happy when I learned I could kind of mold them and piece them together based on my students.
Cultivating lessons for agriculture education was so important for you, and you've done a lot of hard work and effort towards your proficiency area, but who have been your mentors and role models that has led you to the point you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. I would literally not be here if it wasn't for my ag teacher. She has kind of taken me under her wing since day one. She knew my name before I knew hers, and she's just been phenomenal. She's, you know, been the shoulder to cry on. She's there through the happy and the sad, and she I don't know. I just wouldn't be here without her. Of course, without her, but also my parents and my siblings. My siblings are both younger than me, so, you know, they've been drugged to all these FFA events for so, so long, and now I'm kind of being able to see them blossom into their FFA journeys as well. And my parents and my siblings, and of course my grandparents, have just always been a wonderful support system for me and are, you know, proud of me no matter the outcome, no matter what happens, but they are by far my biggest support system.
Now you're the future of agriculture. Are you going to be continuing educating? What does the future look like for you?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I know I am born to be a teacher. My mom is a teacher, so I will be a teacher just naturally, too. So I'm currently a sophomore at the University of Missouri in Columbia studying agriculture education and gaining my teacher certification. So I know I will be back in the classroom. I'm taking classes right now. I can't wait to be back in Indy with my own students of my own someday.
Congratulations again. What a neat honor for you and everything you have led into this moment today.
Thank you so much.
That was Emily Hoyt, and she is from the state of Missouri, the Agriculture Education Entrepreneurship Placement recipient at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am Michelle Stengler with National FFA.